Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's Royal Rumble 2023 predictions time. I am Luke Owen, D-A-D, your jam, that champion. I'll be defending my championship against my challenger, the winner of Survivor Series War Games and former champion, Tempest. Tempest, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. I haven't had a chance to dance to our Streamlabs music in quite a while. So it was nice. So I was like, oh, yeah, I used to do that. I'd do a little jig. And I just turned it into a Sami Zayn jig.
It's maybe a fun song that no one ever says anything negatively about.
No,
it's
just never a, not
a song,
once.
Nope, it's a song that absolutely every single person who watches our shows and listens to that podcast loves. So yes, we are here to do our Royal Rumble 2023 predictions because it is, where is my graphic? It's me versus Tempest for the championship. And then later on, we'll be doing our Royal Jamble, the third annual Royal Jamble entrance. Here they all are. Here's all 10 of our Royal Jamble entrants. They'll be getting their numbers a little bit later on. Some people are not here for it because it's either their birthday or I don't think they care enough. So it's just going to be the two of us for now. I'm kidding, of course. Everyone's very busy and it's Laurie's birthday. So say hello to everyone. Give us a Laurie. So yes, we're going to be doing a happy birthday, Laurie, I should say. So we're going to go through our predictions now. Tempest, and I think we should really kick things off with the Women's Royal Rumble match. There are the 30 women that have been announced thus far. That is Emma, yep. Shayna Baszler, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Candice LeRae, and Zelina Vega.
Hell of a field.
It is a hell of a field, Tempest. I'm going to ask you, who do you think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble this year?
You know, it was a lot more interesting like a month ago when there were a few potential winners floating around there, where maybe you see a Charlotte return turn into a Royal Rumble win. Maybe you get the return of a Sasha Banks and lead that into a WrestleMania thing. Both of those seem much more unlikely now. And I think the popular theory going at the moment is Rhea Ripley. And certainly of the people that have been announced, that's the most likely candidate, I would have to say.
That's kind of where I'm leaning to as well. Like, it's when, especially when I look at the lineup that they've announced thus far. So I'll go through them again. Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Emma. Of those, I really think it's only Rhea that stands out. You might have said Shayna if Ronda was still champ, but now that Ronda's not champ, it feels like she's just going to be going to do tag stuff. Like Shayna and Ronda were going to go do tag stuff, which really then leaves, of the seven names announced thus far, Rhea Ripley's the only believable winner here.
Yeah, I mean, if you had looked at the Shayna Baszler Ronda Rousey situation just a few months ago, it very much looked like, oh, Ronda's going to help Shayna get her groove back, and that's going to maybe lead into a WrestleMania match or at least a program later in the year. And instead, it just kind of became Shayna's the one who eats the pins on behalf of Ronda in tag matches.
Yeah.
It's not how I would have done it. So I don't really look at her as a potential winner like I did 3-4 months ago. But at the same time, I'm looking to outside of the announced winners for a or the announced participants for a potential winner, because I think that there could be a shot for someone maybe like a Bayley to come in and have a big Royal Rumble performance as well. Like, no one's really talking about Bayley as a potential winner, but I think she's got a very good shot, and I'm getting thumbs up from the people in this room besides me, so maybe I'm not alone on that.
There's the only other person I would probably throw out there as a potential winner, Naomi.
I don't know if she would be the winner, but I think a return in the match would get a huge pop. It would probably be one of the more, it'd be one of the ones that we can stick on a thumbnail for a nice return for the show, but I don't know if she would win it. She very well could have a thank you for coming back immediate.
That's
a
what
gift.
I was thinking, yeah. I think for me with the Bayley, I think the only reason I'm dismissing Bayley as a potential option is particularly because they didn't do the match at Raw 30. We're going to be continuing this Becky Bayley feud. I can really see Becky and Bayley doing that eliminate each other spot, like where they just both fall over. And so yeah, I kind of that's kind of where my head is going with Bayley right now.
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? Because I want this prediction battle to be as much an entertaining thing for the people watching it as I do for us battling over the belt. So which way do you think you're actually going to be leaning in terms of an actual set in stone prediction?
Okay, here's my prediction. I'm going with it. I've been saying it a lot on the Raw podcast, Rhea Ripley. I think Ripley is 100% winning this Women's Royal Rumble. So I'm going to go, I'm putting my stake in the ground now. I'm saying Rhea Ripley, and it's Ripley Belair at WrestleMania. The only other option I could see them doing is Belair Flair at WrestleMania for the SmackDown Women's title, and you just get the belt off of Belair somewhere else. Or maybe you'll do a winner-takes-all match, and we'll just create that problem in the women's division as well. But yeah, that's the only other potential big WrestleMania match I could see. So I'm going to say Rhea Ripley. My outside pick is Asuka, but my full prediction is Rhea Ripley.
I like it. Honestly, if I was picking with my brain, I would also select Rhea Ripley, but I want this to be fun. I want there to be a difference in opinion. So I'm going to go with Bayley to win the Royal Rumble this year. Get another one of the four horsewomen on the list. It's a new name. Not that Rhea Ripley isn't, but they seem to like filling out the women's card or the women's history book of the Royal Rumble with big names that have done loads of important things in WWE already. And I think that would be another great accolade to add to Bayley's career.
Well, speaking of the women's division, let's take a look at the women's championship match. It is Bianca Belair versus, as you called her in the news, Auntie Howdy, Alexa Bliss, for the Raw Women's Championship. What have you made of this story? What do you make of Bliss's chances of winning? Or do you think this is like a surefire Belair retention?
I make nothing of it. I am ignoring this part of Raw. I'm ignoring anything that has to do with spooky nonsense. It's fine. It's not necessarily for me. When all last year people were really hoping that Alexa Bliss would be given something to do, I was hoping it would be something outside of the Bray Wyatt cinematic universe, but I guess something is better than nothing. It's not for me personally, but I do look at this and say, this is another should be fairly easy choice with Bianca Belair retaining.
I think so as well. Where do you stand on this sort of thing? So I see a lot of these sorts of comments on Twitter. I'm just going to highlight this one here from S, who just says, Bianca wins and then law happens post-match. Where do you stand on this the law discussion that has kind of taken over Twitter over the last few months?
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it? I think WWE is not necessarily the place that is doing lore the way that I would like for lore to be done. Like, you can tell a story with intense background and everything and make up a spooky story as long as you're fairly consistent with it. But there's really been no consistency with the character of Alexa Bliss over the last year. So it's really hard for me to then get invested in a story where they're like, and now Uncle Howdy's here and he's got influence over Alexa Bliss. I don't, I do not care for it. I just like that lore has become the new buzzword to just attach to anything remotely spooky. It is my new favorite thing.
I love it so much. I love seeing Righteous Reg go off on it. And again, it'll just be like, it's lore, you guys.
I need a guest spot on the Grapsody podcast after all this, after the Mountain Dew match that we'll get to shortly.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna have something to say one way or another after that match. But for this one, I think pretty confidently Bianca Belair retains. I would be really shocked if they took the Alexa Bliss character and direction that they're going, and have that be the WrestleMania title picture for the women's side of Raw. I don't see how that matches up with anybody in particular, whereas Bianca's reign is much better paid off with just a big title match against a worthy opponent in a big match at WrestleMania. And I mean, she's standing out in that role over the last 2 years anyway. So just set Bianca Belair, set Bianca Belair up with another great opponent at WrestleMania, and odds are you'll have the best match on the show. Something's really tickling a certain voice off camera here. Maybe he'll tell you about it. But yes, Bianca Belair to retain.
We're live, pal. Bianca Belair is also my pick. Should be noted as well. Thank you so much for those of you who are joining us. Please do press subscribe. Give us a little thumbs up and all of that. We are doing this live today because we had some issues in the week which meant we couldn't pre-record this. So we're doing it as live podcast. But because that wasn't doing it as a remote podcast, because, of course, it is the Royal Jamble. And we want to try and have as many people here for the chaos and the madness that is the Royal Jamble stream. So that's why we're doing this remotely. A few people were asking in the chat. But just to clarify, Bianca Belair is also my pick to retain the Raw Women's Championship. I don't think there's a cat in hell's chance that Bliss is picking up that belt. Watch her win now. Up next, speaking of, you mentioned it earlier, it's not just any old pitch black match. It's the Mountain Dew pitch black match.
Old-fashioned Mountain Dew pitch black match.
I'm sure when Bray Wyatt returned to WWE with his big lore plan that he wanted a Mountain Dew sponsorship for his first match back. Tempest, SmackDown's your show. This is the one that you review. You're Captain Smackass. What have you made of this story? It's a Mountain Dew pitch black match, LA Knight. What are your thoughts on all of this?
Oh, my Lord. I mean, Sat and I have this conversation every week now on the SmackDown podcast, which you can listen to tomorrow here on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. So make sure that you check that out. It's real tricky, isn't it? Because, okay, if you take the Mountain Dew aspect of it out of the equation... That's stupid. I don't like that, no matter who's involved. Let's have a Mountain Dew Hell in a Cell match and see how many tickets that sells. Probably not many. But in this case, I'm willing to give this match a chance. It's not under the Vince McMahon guise of we're going to do the red light and the fiend and whatever the WrestleMania match with Randy Orton was and none of that. This is something different. And I've not been the biggest fan of the Uncle Howdy thing so far. I think that in some ways, the character development of Bray Wyatt has been very rushed at times. And also, nothing has really happened over the course of 4 months. It's very impressive how they've managed to make this last so long with so little happening, but so much change in very short bursts when it comes to this character. I'm hoping that this match, now seeing Bray Wyatt in a match, is going to be the catalyst for some sort of major development in his character and the relationship with Uncle Howdy and everything. That's fine. And if LA Knight can come out of this ahead of where he was prior, which was just kind of guy on SmackDown, newly released from his shackles of being a male model recruiter, I think I would be happy with that result. As long as LA Knight comes out of this looking okay, I'm not super into the rest of it, but I also don't know who's gonna win in that case.
I'll put my cards on the table here. I think LA Knight's winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think LA Knight is winning this match. I think there'll be some Uncle Howdy shenanigans. Whether they reveal who Uncle Howdy is, I don't think so, because I think the big build for Mania is going to be Bray versus Howdy. And I also think that's one of the other reasons why I think Bliss is winning the title, because I think she'll end up being involved in the Uncle Howdy like mania match. So I don't know if they'll do the big reveal of who Uncle Howdy is, where they reveal that it's Bo or if it's Bliss, which is my big theory. But I think that Bray is losing via Howdy here. And that'll be like the big shock thing. Bray Wyatt's first match back in WWE, his first match in like a year and a bit, like it's been a long ass time. His first match since WrestleMania, right?
Yeah,
WrestleMania
almost
2 years
two
ago.
Years.
Almost yeah. two. His first match in almost 2 years, and he's going to lose it to LA Knight. So that's prediction number one. Also, in prediction number two, this match is going to get booed out the building.
Yeah,
I think there's every chance this match gets booed out the building.
What is? I mean, okay. Again, I know I just said that I would give this a chance. But I always hate the WWE trope of like, we're going to have this match. What is it? I don't know. What are the rules? We don't know. Presumably, this is just a match in which the lights are off, is what I'm guessing. I don't know how you are going to make that good in any way. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I think this has every opportunity to fall flat on its ass. Like, this will be a wrestle crap feature that we'll put in lists at the end of the year. This might be the worst match of the year in our end of year awards.
Could be.
But at the same time, I'm willing to go into it with an open mind.
Honestly, it could go either way. This could end up being like, you know, bugs on the canvas levels of bad, or it's going to be Firefly Funhouse levels of awesome. Like, it could, I really think the pendulum could swing either way. There's an interesting comment here, which is from Joseph, that says, if it's a cinematic match, people will eat it up. I don't know if that's the case, though. I think people are way past the cinematic match, and also the live crowd not actually seeing a match in front of them. I mean, look what happened with the House of Horrors. I don't think that'll go over well, personally.
House of Horrors, the swamp fight, like, just if it was a cinematic match doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be acceptable in that same sort of way. Like the Firefly Funhouse, they very clearly kind of caught lightning in a bottle with that one thing, and then the Bray Wyatt character could never recapture that. So I don't know. But
who's your prediction for this?
I'm going to say, for the sake of a difference of opinion, that Bray Wyatt is going to win this one.
Delightful. Yeah, so I'll stick with LA Knight. You go with this, which brings us to our other singles match of the evening before we get to the second Rumble. It's perhaps the big one, and not for really either of the two guys involved. It's Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens, but all of the questions and speculations around this match are around one Sami Zayn. Tempest, what are you thinking? We got like, there's been so many like ultra chats sent in about like what it all means and what it could be.
I'm so excited for this match. Like, I have been thinking of this match being a WWE version of the very famous AJ Styles versus Kota Ibushi match from New Japan years ago, where Kenny Omega gets on the apron and he has the eye to eye moment with Ibushi, but backs down. And that's still that's the distraction that costs Ibushi the match, and have it be that always conflicted. Now I think we are a little bit too far along in the story to have it be just something that subtle. I do think this is going to be another one of the moments where we get the huge moment in the storyline, like the huge turning point. And maybe this is going to be the one that spurs Roman and Sammy to have their match at Elimination Chamber. Maybe not. Maybe we see Sammy really fight to maintain this for the bloodline. Maybe he does something to piss off Roman. Maybe he almost costs Kevin the match. I don't know, but I feel like we're going to get the big moment here. I still think Roman's going to win. I think it's pretty much impossible to think that Roman's going to lose this title before WrestleMania. I have heard Ultra Chatters say, what if they had Kevin win and then Sammy wins the Rumble? You do Kevin and Sammy for the title at WrestleMania. And I think that there's like a 5-10% chance that they could change their mind, do something like that. But it's got to be Roman going into WrestleMania as champion. Like, that to me is the most satisfying part of all this. What happens on the show, I have no earthly idea, but I am so excited. I can't remember the last title match on a Royal Rumble I was this excited for.
Absolutely. Like, I'm so super excited for this match. I think it is, it's Owens and Reigns, so it's going to be an excellent pro wrestling match anyway. But with all of the added drama with Zayn and Heyman and Jay and Solo and Jimmy, like, I think there's going to be a lot of lore in this match, if you will, but it's lore that I think people are really digging at the moment. And I think, you know, we kind of use some of our figures and stuff and sort of our own, like, you know, our own data that we have to provide this. This Rumble prediction stream's got over 2,000 viewers currently watching it. We never get that for prediction streams, really. Like, this is doing better than the AEW review did yesterday, in fact. People are into this story. Our Raw review on Monday went up massively because people are into this story. Anytime we lead with the Bloodline on podcast reviews, people are wanting to check it out because they want to hear about it. People are super duper into this feud. And I think that's making it one of the most, if not the most anticipated match on the card, because we know that Sammy's involved in this one. We don't know for certain if he's involved in the Rumble. It's just a lot of people thinking he's going to be part of it. But this one is, we know he's going to be in a part of this match, and people are super into it. But I'm with you. I think Roman retains. I think that is the most satisfying conclusion to all of this, because Roman going into Mania as champion is, I think, the ultimate thing to do, because they've gone this far. You may as well go a bit further. S just points out there, 2.7 million tune in for the Bloodline quarter on WrestleMania 30. It was the highest thing that they did. Like, you know, Hogan's opening was lower. That means it wasn't just a carryover from the show before. That means it was a segment that people were tuning into, switching a channel to watch this thing. Super duper into it. But I'm going with Roman as well. I would, you know, I could go the other way, but we both know it's probably not going to happen, right? In fact, actually, I'm going to read this one now, because we've got this Ultra Chat in from Matt Hennessy, who sent in a bunch of Ultra Chats with their big theory here. On the build to Chamber, there's a lot of tension between Zayn and Reigns. The build sees multiple wrestlers and legends talk to Sammy about the opportunity he could be given up, because Chamber's in Canada and the Usos have DUI and they can't cross the border. On the final SmackDown before Elimination Chamber, Zayn overhears Heyman and Reigns talking about how once Sammy forfeits his title opportunity, they'll kick him out of the Bloodline. Elimination Chamber is headlined with the Sammy decision. Sammy, Roman, and Paul and Solo are in the ring. Sammy acts like it's going to go along with their plan, but mentions the advice Heyman gave him last month: always stay three steps ahead. Zayn brawls with the Bloodline. KO makes the save, and him and Sammy embrace, reuniting to close out Chamber. WrestleMania 39, it's Sammy versus Roman for the title and Cody versus Seth for the WWE Championship. The build to WrestleMania sees a lot of tension with the Bloodline mainly Jay and Roman, while Jay is mad at Sammy for taking the title match. He's also mad at Roman for pushing Sammy to do this with his manipulation. WrestleMania sees the Usos lose their tag titles to DIY, as they're now on the same page. The main event, after a 30-minute epic, ref bump sees Solo run down and attack Sammy. KO makes the save, brawling with Solo to the back. Jimmy runs down, looks like he's going to attack Sammy. Jay runs down, begging him not to. Roman yells at Jay, then slaps him. Jimmy finally stands up to Roman by super kicking him. Sammy and Jay are shocked. Reigns is still standing. Jay super kicks him, and he's still standing. Both Usos super kick him, leading to Roman falling in the corner. The Usos look at Sammy, and they all nod to him. The Usos rile at the ring. Sammy with a haluva kick. Ref regains consciousness. 1, 2, 3. New Universal Champion, Sammy Zayn. To me, WrestleMania 39 needs to be about three things: the end of Roman's title reign, Sammy's coronation, and the end of the Bloodline with the Usos choosing Sammy over Roman. Let me know your thoughts of my fantasy booking.
I'll be honest, I've heard much worse. that was pretty solid. Pretty solid stuff. Like, I don't know how necessarily you get the WWE title onto Seth and Cody and do that whole bit, but like, that's that bit aside, I think it does give you the chance that if you want the big moment to be Sami Zayn winning the Royal Rumble, earning this shot at Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, you can still have the Triple H Batista Evolution thumbs down moment. That's the big pop, and you finally get the explosion of Evolution, or in this place, the Bloodline. I think you can still do that. Have that be the big moment in Montreal. If they're not going to do the Roman-Sammy match there, I think that is as good a second option as you could possibly get. And if you want to do like a huge awesome, dramatic finale to WrestleMania with all of the bells and whistles and people running in, and you get the real, like, season finale, end of the character arc thing. I like what he's offering up.
I like it, Matt. I really do. I really dig it, because, like, what you've got a lot there is Young Bucks and Omega at full gear, and like the little nod to Hangman to be like, yeah, you get there, you go. Like, I think there's some nice bits in there. Really like that, Matt. Thank you very much. So let's go in now to our final prediction for this stream before we get into the jamble. It is the 30-man Royal Rumble match. We do have a lineup already announced for this. It is Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Austin Theory, Seth freaking Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Amos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, and Dominic Mysterio. I'm just gonna say now, Tempest, Cody's winning.
That's your pick, eh?
That's my pick. That's my pick for this stream. Cody Rhodes is winning the Royal Rumble.
I'm not gonna say that that's a bad pick, because I mean, may not have it on you, but I think you're gonna want to keep your hands on this.
I sure am.
Which I'm going to hold on for safekeeping. It's upside down. I'm going to hold on for safekeeping for the time being. Call me Nyla Rose. Taking my belt back prematurely. Not jinxing myself at all here. But I'm going to say, I got to go with my heart. I got to set myself up for disappointment, that Sami Zayn is going to win the Royal Rumble match. Oh, and if they don't do it, the entire show is ruined and I'm canceling the WWE network.
It's what
me
I
and my
want.
Friend Mark are never going to watch again.
It's what I want. I want Sami to win this thing so bad. Like, you know, the story of the match is kind of like told there. Like, it's every big traumatic moment you could have from this Rumble is all, like from WrestleMania rather, is all in Sami winning the Rumble or Sami's big spot in the Rumble. And yet, he's not. There's part of me that thinks none of them are in the Rumble. Mm-hmm. There's no Sami in the Rumble. There's no Usos in the Rumble. There's no Solo in the Rumble. All the Bloodline stuff is contained in that Kevin Owens match. And the Rumble is there for 2002 Triple H return Cody Rhodes.
That is such a comparison.
Right? The videos, that, like, it's the same thing. And if there's one thing that Triple H loves, it's Triple H returns and wins big things. So he's going to like really want to be back referencing that.
Again, I can't say that anything that you're saying is wrong here. I would just like to believe that Triple H may have the foresight that there's at least a possibility that Cody could end up being the Batista to Sammy's Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
And at the very least, I think they may try and pivot that so as to have Triple H's first Royal Rumble not be one that's looked back on the same way that Batista's Royal Rumble win in 2014 is. I don't know that. I could be totally wrong. But I gotta say Sammy, because it's what I'm going to cheer the most for, and it's what's going to win me this championship.
I mean, look, I like the way that DMR poses this here. Cody winning is the easy choice. The Rock winning is the short-term choice. Sammy is the right choice.
It is the
right choice. However, I saw this, shout out me again, Righteous Reg. I think it was Reg anyway, made this point on Twitter recently, which is that Sammy winning the Rumble messes up a lot of Mania plans for Owens, the Usos, and Cody, right?
It was backup Hangman.
Backup Hangman. Which is a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, you can pivot.
You can
have another great match for the Usos.
Dude, they've pivoted a lot in this Sammy storyline. Yeah. We can easily pivot again.
I think so. This is the right choice. This would be looked at so fondly. Give your audience, your little hardcore internet audience, Triple H, you gotta feed them.
So it's now time for our Joker picks. I think it'll come as the surprise to absolutely no one. I'm picking Roman Reigns as my Joker pick.
That's totally fair. I'm going to be picking Bianca Belair as my Joker pick.
That is a smart choice. I did feel bad, actually, because when I was thinking back to the card, I was like, oh, there's only one title match. Tempest is going to have to pick one of the Rumbles. No, I forgot. There's Bliss and Belair. So you're okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tempest, thank you very, very much for joining us. It is now time, however, I mean, you can certainly, obviously, you'll have to stick around. I'll have to keep your camera up on screen because there are people in the office with you. But it is now time for us to draw for this year's Royal Jamble. We have Dan, we have Abby, we have Sock Puppet Sullivan, Adam, Laurie, Andy, Sat Iniangi, Sullivan Bo Brown, Ollie, and Pete entering themselves into the third annual Royal Jamble. Tempest, best of luck to you.
Arbitrary, though, isn't it? We know who's going to win these two things. It's the two people sat right next to me.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that because obviously, you know, we've only ever had two winners of the Royal Jamble, Andy and Adam.
If we got to do something if we go three in a row. Besides, y'all just winning. But
if
like,
we go three
you
got to
buy some office lottery tickets or something. There's like a spiritual imbalance regarding this one thing. I don't know, man.
If we go three in a row and I win Jam in the Jar again, I really think that there is something awry with the universe. Because it also would have been I've lost my title.
What title would that be? This wonderful thing. It's going to be mine again, Luke. It's going to be mine again. Who's going first so I can give up my chair?
It's Adam who's going first. I need to quickly grab my camera and set this up here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Adam. As a previous winner of the Royal Jamble.
I mean, thanks to everyone for turning up. It's nice of you to put the FaceTime in. It's not going to make a tiny difference. The Jamble gods unremittingly love me, I'm afraid. And this year will be no different. I will win the Royal Jamble, and the rest of y'all can suck it.
So, Adam, last year you won from the number 28 spot, I believe.
Yes, Ronnie. Good old Ronda Rousey. May she rest in peace.
And you also have won from the number one spot.
I did. That was Edge.
It was Edge indeed, yes. Also, just a little tiny bit of admin. I've lost the number two and the number 20 ball. The balls have gone missing, Adam, but I'm going to replace that with the number 40 ball. That is the number. That's a replacement for 20.
How did they go missing?
I have no idea, Adam. They're probably in the rooms. I'm always playing with balls. And the number 82 will replace the number two.
This is very stupid.
Right. Also, I'm going to be collecting them in one of my daughter's bottles. So there we go.
Okay.
Well, I was going to do it in a Terry's Chocolate Orange, and then I realized it's got a big hole in it, so all the balls will just fall out.
Spared no expense.
Okay, Adam, are you ready? Here is your first number for the stream.
Three in a row.
Number 16.
That's doable. People win from that.
That's a good one. Who has won from that position?
Oh, you know. Actually, Shinsuke Nakamura, maybe? Or no, actually Drew McIntyre won from number 16. He actually did.
Folks, it's Survival Series isn't just a gimmick. Adam, if you could now give up your seat for the other Royal Jamboree. Actually, I mean, you could just bring Andy on next year if you want. Andy's getting his number next. Hello, Andy. Hi. How are you?
I'm very well. Very well. Are you excited?
Are you feeling confident again this year?
Well, absolutely. And then I'll win the championship for 16 hours again. And then I'll be...
Oh, you did win.
Yeah, I'll hold it for more than 24 hours this time.
People are correcting that Shinsuke Nakamura was 14, but Drew was. Andy, guess what?
He was 16. I saw someone in the chat saying that Denise looked very sinister, and I'd like to point out that that's Abby in the graphic.
Oh, right. Sorry. I don't know how you meant there for a second. But yes, I mean, let's just quickly bring that up. That is, of course, social media Abby. That is not Denise Salcedo.
Denise.
Yeah. But Andy, you'll never guess what.
What
you have, lucky number 27.
Everyone always wins from that one.
Everybody always wins.
When was the last
time
someone did win?
2001.
Okay, well, it's about time they did it again. Do I sit here?
You may as well sit here, Andy, because it's Sat's choice next, and Sat's not here to collect
all right,
his numbers.
I'll be Sat.
So if you could,
I love SmackDown.
Yeah, you know, the charisma for Sat. Sat has got number 7. Lucky number seven.
Oh, I can't wait to review SmackDown with Tempest tomorrow.
Right, up next it is. Thank you so much, Andy. I'll bring you back on in just a second because next up it's Dan Layton, everyone.
That's me. Hello.
Dan Layton,
how are you?
You sent a message earlier saying that Naomi is going to win the Royal Rumble and join the Bloodline.
Look, I was just sitting there listening and I was just writing things down and coming up with ideas for like what might happen and like my predictions and things like that. So, and when you said the idea of like Naomi making a return and winning, I was like, what would you do with that? Because it would definitely do a social media pop off. Like people would be all over that stuff. So you'd get the hype. And then you could have Naomi being part of the Bloodline during the run up to WrestleMania. Like maybe that's kind of interesting, something to do with that. I don't know. If there's, add the women's championship to the Bloodline's collection of gold. I also thought I have something for Aaliyah. For Rhea. I have Rhea being eliminated by Aaliyah.
No one has anything for Aaliyah. Come on now.
No, not that Aaliyah. The other Aaliyah. Aaliyah Mysterio.
Oh,
eliminate
right.
Rhea to set up a mixed tag match.
Are you going to say the R&B singer?
No, I mean, I love Aaliyah, the R&B singer. Try Again is one of the best songs ever written. I also think Angela Bassett is going to be a surprise entry to tie in with the, you know, Oscars this year. But yeah, I like the idea of Naomi joining the Bloodline. I think that works for me.
Also, we've got this coming here. The winner, Dan, has arrived.
Look, I'm hoping. I really do hope and pray. Because I had a bad run last year.
A bad rumble last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of was in and out within seconds. And, I have experience with that.
Number 6.
Okay, yeah, like fine. There's 2 more numbers to pick, so.
You'll get 2 more numbers, so it's fine. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. I'll bring you back on in
That's
just a
okay.
moment. Up next, it is, in fact, Sullivan Bo Brown. Hello, Sullivan.
Hello, I'm excited.
How are you? There appears to be something on your camera, Sullivan. There's like a...
Oh, it's lens flare. I've been working with J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams.
Sullivan brought to you by J.J. Abrams.
There we go. That's... Oh, no, it's come back. Who knows? Oh, yes.
You're just getting a different flare.
Oh, so many lens flares. Well, it's stylish, isn't it? In 2008, it was stylish.
Do you know what else was stylish from J.J. Abrams' movies? Unsatisfying conclusions.
Oh yeah,
so I hope you don't have one here, Sullivan.
I really hope not. I think I got a Leo in the last Rumble, and she ended up being the Iron Woman in a weird sense because she lasted the longest.
Well, Sullivan, you're gonna have to hope for that again because your first number is number one.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
It's a winner. It's a previous winner in Jambles.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm going to have to kick you out of this next one, Sullivan, to bring in our next guest, which is Sock Puppet Sullivan.
Oh, well, just get him. Sock Puppet Sullivan. Oh, hello. Hey, how you doing? Oh, wow.
Do you have a number, Sock Puppet Sullivan, that you'd like to get?
I want Soidy. I want Soidy.
You want Soidy? Well, I'm going to give you 26.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. So that's Sock Puppet Sullivan, SPS. Thank you very much, Sock Puppet Sullivan.
Thank you.
As a reminder, your pick is after Sullivan.
Okay, that's good to know.
Up next, it is Chopper P. Quinnell.
Hey, sup?
Now, Pete, you sent me a very handy message which said we should probably explain what a jamble is.
Yeah, because like we've just kind of said, well, we're doing a jamble. Here's some numbers, and we haven't really explained anything of what's happening or what it means.
Pete's absolutely right. Well, it's the third annual Royal Jamble, Pete.
That's all you need.
It's a prestigious event. We do them all the time. Royal Jamble, as you can probably imagine, we all get numbers. Well, the 10 entrants get numbers. 4 Jambles all get 3 numbers each. And they will count for both Rumbles as well. So Sullivan will have the number one entrant in both the men's and the women's. The winner of the first Rumble will main event night one of Wrestle Jamia, which is our WrestleMania stream, and the winner of the second Royal Rumble will main event night two of Wrestle Jamia.
By main event, you mean challenge for the championship.
Exactly, yeah. But you got to say main events because otherwise people think that it's, you know, it's nothing. And it's prestigious. This is the third annual.
It's one of the main events of WrestleMania. Yes, it's very nice.
So, Pete, you went in the Jamble last year because you were challenging for the title, and you won the title, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. My memory's gone.
What did I retain? I think I might. No, I definitely didn't. I think I lost the title.
I don't think I've won it back since I handed it up at Survivor Series 21. Or maybe
I jammed it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, you also have a previous winner of a Royal Jamble number. You have number 30.
Ooh.
Oh, Pete. Big boy.
30's pretty good.
Big boy.
I'm thinking
Pete's
that 30 has a real
number.
Strong chance in the men's Rumble specifically. I think 30 has a real good chance. If they want to do some sort of surprise, if they're doing a Sami Zayn, if they're doing a Rock, if they're doing something like that, 30's a pretty good number. I'm happy with that.
And Oliver Davis, being represented here by Chopper B. Quinnell, has drawn number 28 as his first Rumble pick.
Oh, yeah, I love having milk with a dash of tea bag in it. I don't know what Ollie says.
Well, it was a perfect impression. Also, that is a lot of the numbers gone here. So happy birthday, Pete. Up next, it is Social Media Abby.
Hello. How are you? Bloody freezing. Other than that, excited to become the first ever female Jamlat champion after I win the Jamble.
Oh, I feel very confident then that you're going to win the Jamble. You're going to main event. Which night would you like to main event?
Number one. Always aim for number one.
I mean, what if you win both Jambles?
Well, there is that. I'll just take the belt home with me. And it's fine. There's no point in me even going.
Well, here is your number that you have. They all appear to start to be falling out. It's a previous winner. Abby, you got number 3.
Oh.
So it's an early number, but it has
two to go.
It's one you want. It's won a jamble previously, so you never know. And Laurie, you're going to be representing Laurie here.
I don't have a hat on hand.
Number 19 is Laurie Blake's first number. So there goes Laurie. I don't even know if he knows he's in the jamble. So thank you very much, Abby. I'll speak to you again in a moment. So we go back round to Adam to pick your second number.
Hello.
Was there a number you've lost here that you would have liked?
No, there's one. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to have won with number one again. But I'm actually really hoping for one. I'm really hoping for number two, please. That is what I desperately, desperately want.
You've drawn number 21.
Oh, I don't want that one. Put it back.
Is anyone won from a 21?
Second.
Probably.
No.
Never. Oh,
well, there's a first time for everything then. If you could make way, please, for Andy to get his next number.
I'd like number 82, please.
You'd like number 82. I can do you three better. I can give you number 5.
85? Oh, all right.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Hold on. I'm really the camera.
I mean, thank you.
So what? I mean, Andy... That's 27, and that's number 5. It's a good spread. If you get one in the teens or something.
Yeah, if this was a real jamble, we'd be of like the last few years, I'd be on the stream for ages.
So Sat, for his second number, has drawn number 12.
Oh, it's my lucky number.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. What else has Sat doing?
Mine's number 9.
Oh well, you're not
because of Duncan Ferguson.
First try.
I think we'd kick a light.
No, nope.
I'm not going to try it.
No, nope. Coward.
Good luck, everyone.
Coward.
Thank you. Right, thank you all. That's a bit of mess. Dan, you'll appreciate the fact I just
21.
Is it now? Oh, that's
that was my shirt
gone.
When I played football. I know. So, but I think this might be the year for 21.
I'm annoyed that oh my god
I beg you to make that more secure, because that's maybe the 12th time that's happened, and like every time I feel antsy.
It's number 10.
Okay, why not? Yeah, 10 works.
Oh Dan, that's 6 and 10, bud. You need
I
to
know,
get
it's not,
you need
it's
to
not
get
ideal,
good at next, right? Dan, why are you so bad at jambles?
No, it's not my fault, you're the one picking.
Anyway, Sullivan Bo Brown, you're in next. Is there any numbers gone that you missed? Do you at least appreciate I brought up Duncan Ferguson on a WrestleTalk podcast?
I was so happy you brought on Duncan Ferguson, whose nickname is literally Drunk and Disorderly.
His nickname is Big Dunk.
Big Dunk and Duncan Disorderly.
Any numbers missed that you've lost?
No. I'm happy with this. I mean, 30 is always good, but 29 is just as good. So I think, yeah. Or number two would be great as well. So
Sullivan being entry number 1 and 2. Well, you have got instead number 17.
Okay. You've got to spread it out. That's fine.
Okay. It's not bad. So Sullivan, I will need to remove you from this stream because the next entry, let me just quickly check my notes here, is Sock Puppet Sullivan. Hello, Sock Puppet Sullivan.
Hello. Hello.
Sock Puppet Sullivan, are there any numbers that you want?
I like all of them. I wanted 30, but it went to Pete, so give me 29.
Well, I can give you 9.
Die! It's close, but it's not good.
Yeah, I can give you 9. I cannot give you 29, I'm afraid. Better luck next time, I guess.
Okay, no worries. That's fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Sock Puppet Sullivan. Up next, it's Petekins. Hi, Pete.
He has, like, 7 different voices. It's quite impressive.
The great thing about Sock Puppet Sullivan is the consistency.
I think so, yeah. I'd love to have number 2. So then I have 30 and 2. That would be real cool.
30 and 2. Well, Pete, I can now confirm, as I've got this, I've done you sort of better. I've given you 20 better. I've done you 22.
I'll take it. That's not bad. That's a winning position.
Got, P, Pete, you've got 30 and 22.
30 and 22. It's not bad.
Two late numbers. That's not bad at all, you know.
Not bad at all. Not bad
That's
at all.
That's not bad at all. I don't mind that in the least. What would you think Ollie would like at this point?
I don't know. To not have the camera fall. All
right, Pete, I've lost your number. Hold on.
Pete, feel the time your numbers disappeared.
He'd probably want this stream to get back on the rails, and he'd probably want to wrap it up pretty quick because he's probably got a business meeting to do next.
That would be
my guess. You know what, Luke? Why don't you just do the rest of them, and then by process of elimination, we know what.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to have to just work out what's left over. That's Ollie's second number. So, well done, everyone. It's such a seamless stream. Thank you, Pete. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Abby, let's hope we don't lose your number, bud.
I hope not. I love the high-tech production that we have.
Oh, Pete. Oh, sorry, Pete. It's because this is what Pete wanted. Abby.
Pete, Denise.
You draw number two.
Oh, two and three.
Well, you know.
I need a 20, a 20er next.
You want a 20 next, do you?
Yeah, if you could sort that out, that'd be great.
I will do. I've got to draw Laurie's number first. I'm going as slowly as I can. Ooh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number eight for Laurie Blake.
There we go.
See, back in the, you know, the old days of Blackpool, you'd have said, one fat lady. I don't think that's PC anymore. I think that seems...
Probably.
You know, I just don't think... You just shouldn't say things like that on streams anymore.
When Pete got 22, I did go all two little ducks. So, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Abby. We're back up with Adam for your final number.
Can I buy Abby's number? A number's for sale. I'll give you a tenner. Deal?
No.
What do you mean? You don't want to be it's two and three. They're right next to each other. I want to be with Sullivan, my boyfriend.
Now I feel like I'm in the middle of
Adam, you could get number 18 and then you'd be next to him.
But
there you go. There's options.
Abby, what's it going to cost? What's it going to cost? Abby, name your price.
My cost is, if I give you number two and it wins, you give me the title shot. You get to be with Sullivan, I get the title shot.
Can we do that?
I mean, it's unprecedented. It's slightly unorthodox, but I don't mind it.
Sweet. So let's do it.
That is Abby with an asterisk.
I'm negotiating my way in.
But when do you get? Does that mean that Abby gets another number?
Tell you what. Write just Adam in number two, and we'll remember, won't we? That it's not really mine. We'll remember that it's Abby's.
Adam, we won't. Abby, I'm going to draw you your new number now because Adam has bought. You have drawn number 23.
Lovely. Wait, 23.
Wait, now hang on. Now I've got two numbers. Wait,
so
what?
You've got,
oh, no, Adam, I've got three.
You've got three numbers.
But one of them belongs to Abby.
You bought it and then you're going to lose it. So there you go. You bought that spot. You've actually only really got two entries in this Rumble, mate. But Abby's got four now because you bought her number.
Well, if I buy her number, surely I bought the title shot as well. What is this?
No, because the terms of the deal was that you would give her the title shot.
All right.
You just wanted to be with Sullivan, so...
I mean, this is what... Sullivan's, again, he's cost me everything.
Sorry, someone's just commented. Sorry, it's commented. You asked for it, you idiot.
I mean, it's devastatingly fair, but I get to start the Rumble. I get to start both Rumbles with Sullivan, which is...
You do indeed. So that's always lovely. Thank you very much, Abby. Adam, if you can vacate for Andy, please.
There's no stream. What are you talking about? It's not going to be with anyone.
You
also,
have got
the person who said that they don't like me in the chat earlier. I hope you sit in a bear trap. Right, what's my
24, Andy?
Oh, good. That's twice of my lucky number.
But Andy, you've got... Let me just scroll down one here.
I've got 5, 24, and 27.
It's not bad, you know. Lucky number 27 in there. It's not bad.
Five feels like a very Dana Brooke number.
and like, oh, I. I really hope that 5 is Dana Brooke now.
24 feels like a Baron Corbin, and 27 feels like, I don't know, like a Finn Balor or something, where they go, oh, well, you know, he could win it.
Sat has drawn for his final number. Number 15.
Oh, I am thrilled for him. Right in the middle. Perfect.
He's in the middle, isn't he? Poor
he's got 7, 12, and 15, so he's gonna need a bit of an iron. Oh,
he's going to need a real big one, isn't he? Poor lad. Right, thank you, Andy. Up next, it's Dan Layton. Dan,
I have
you
don't two try... things to say. First of all, I'd like to be on the right side of the board. If I could, that would be dreamy. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I saw someone in the comments say, this is stupid now. Now, now is when it's stupid. The little bingo tombola thing that we're fighting for a championship named after jam, all of that's above board. But Abby and Adam sharing a number, that's nonsense. That's one just jumping the shark.
I did see someone once when Denise had her Quizzlemania that she hosted. Someone said, I mean, she's ruined all integrity of Quizzlemania.
I love this. It's just nonsense.
You have got legs 11.
Oh my, I'm 10 and 11?
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Does Adam want to swap mine as well?
Yeah, throw me in. I'm ready. I'll take yours as well.
I'll swap you 11 for 21. How about that?
No,
yeah, yeah, you can have 21. I'll have 11.
Dream.
Right, done.
No, this is not, we're not, no. Those are your numbers you've got. Adam bought a number. We're not swapping numbers.
Dad, please. I'll bet you.
We're not playing got need with the bloody jamble numbers.
I'll make you cookies.
No, Dan, I've laid down the law. We're not swapping numbers. This used to have integrity, the Royal Jamble. It got a little bit silly with you buying numbers, but it used to be taken seriously.
I knew Adam was your favourite brother.
Someone said, no trades. Thank you very much, Dan. So you have got 6, 10, and 11. The best
nonsense,
of luck to you.
Sure, thanks.
Up next it is Sullivan Bo Brown. Sullivan, Adam tried to buy your heart. How does that make you feel?
It was very lovely, and as somebody pointed out in the comments, we're already together with 16 and 17, so all of that was for nothing. We've been...
Oh, yeah, I said you could have 18, he already has 16.
We're already next to each other. Also, the amount of people, that when people say this is silly, when there's a sock puppet, it's a competitor.
Sullivan, you have drawn number 4. So you have got 1 and 4.
I'm happy with that. That's a good early number.
These are good early numbers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's remove you. Yes. This jamble is quickly becoming a sham. I 100% agree. As we bring in Sock Puppet Sullivan, Sock Puppet Sullivan, you have 9 and 26. What do you make?
Ah, I cannot wait, mon ami. It is a fantastic thing.
Do you have a number you would like?
Oh, well, I like all of the numbers. I like 20. I like 14. And all of the French numbers, because I've always been French. You know, I'm a very consistent character. I've never been from New York or any other place.
Would you like number 20?
Oh, sounds great.
Because that's what you've got. You've drawn number 20. I know it says 40, but I lost the 20 ball, so you've got number 20.
Hooray! Hooray!
Sock Puppet Sullivan. Sock Puppet Sullivan, spread around the board. 9, 20, and 26. Not bad at all.
I have a real chance of winning this. It's going to be difficult if I do, because the WrestleMania stream, but think of all the voices that I could have.
Well, you've only got one, so it'll be fine.
Exactly. Just the one. Just think of it, though. Think of it.
Thank you very much, Sock Puppet Sullivan. It's time to bring in the only person who really takes this seriously. It's Pete. Pete, thank you so much for bringing some sensibleness back to this.
What is happening? Why did... What was all of that nonsense?
Which bit? Which bit, Pete?
Why would Adam want number 2? Adam wanted number 2 because he thinks number 2 is going to win the Rumble. Being with Sullivan is nonsense. He didn't want that. But he didn't get it, and instead Abby has 4 numbers and Adam has 2 now.
Yeah, that's correct.
What? I'm so confused.
You have number 13.
Great. Cool.
Okay, I guess you take. What have you got?
You take Abby's 33 and a third chance of winning, minus Adam's 25% chance of winning, and you get 141 and two thirds chance of winning at the Rumble.
Do you know what, Pete?
Right?
You've actually got a really good spread there. 13, 22, and 30.
I will be mildly upsetty if I don't win one of them. That's what I'll be.
Caught it. Here we go. Oliver Davis's final number is number 18.
Great.
Now that's a Baron Corbin number, if ever I heard one.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much, Pete. Happy birthday. Abby, I suppose you've already got all four of your numbers now, haven't you?
No. My thing is, where's Pete's lost number gone? Because Pete's got three on the board, but you lost one. No,
Ollie's was the other lost number.
Oh, this is that's because Pete was on the screen. I'm getting confused. I don't have four numbers.
You don't have four numbers. So you've got three. You have got
two.
23. And technically two. Number two. So here is your final number. It's a big one. It's number 25.
Oh, I'll take that.
25 is Abby's early fourth and final number, which means I'm just going to open this up because I'm not going to wait until the other one comes out. Laurie's final number is 29.
Nice.
Which means that Ollie drew 14. I.e. And there is Ollie. And there, everyone, is your Royal Jamble. Let's bring on all of our competitors on screen right now. Because I tell you what, first of the plate, who do you think is going to win?
Me.
Pete thinks he's going to win. You were all too slow, everyone.
Yeah, hey. Pete will win.
Me at number two.
The puppet.
I think.
Yaval.
I think it's someone early, and then someone in the middle. I don't think 30's winning.
You don't think so? Okay, so Andy with the big claim there that he doesn't think 30 is winning.
No, I think there's going to be an early-ish Iron, maybe Rhea Ripley as an Iron Woman, and then it feels like a middle number for either a Cody or a Sammy.
Well, we've got some ultra chats. If anyone needs to leave, just go. Just remove yourself from the stream and head on. So Pete's off. Bye, Pete.
Bye.
Happy birthday. Sorry, I added you back in. Anyone else want
to? It's still not my birthday.
It just feels like it's such an old school thing to do because, you know, we're all on a classic stream. Should really wish Pete a happy birthday. Who wants to hear some ultra chats?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please.
Goose says, will Cody break Ray's time? Because he probably has to enter one or two if they want to have him with a big epic entrance. And a last minute change and Sammy wins. Cody gets a record. I think Cody's 100% one or two, probably one.
I think Cody's getting Iron Man, but not winning. I think the idea of giving him a better storyline than just I won the Rumble, so I get the title shot is far more entertaining, you know?
Agus says, Charles Berg says, Rhea for the women. If it's Cody, adrenaline in my soul, look out, he's got a bicycle. Or Sammy for the men's rumble. Hopefully, this is a good rumble. Because as we learned last year, there are such things as a bad rumble. But I do trust in Daddy Trips. Well, I'll let you know, as we learned from doing the 10-hour Royal Rumble stream, there are bad rumbles. Tempest, what was the worst one?
The greatest Royal Rumble is just too long.
And that's irony.
2012 was easily worse. Caleb said, nothing to do with the Jamble, but with the recent announcement of the 2K23 and better improvements to my GM mode, will we see a return of the Monday Night War?
That's your show.
Had to keep your eyes peeled, I guess. Keep those eyes open. Check all the old... Abby, if there was like a social media that they might want to keep an eye out for, would there be one?
There would be one. You're looking for the Parts of Unknown Twitter or the WrestleTalk Facebook or Instagram, WrestleTalk.official on Instagram, Parts of Unknown on Twitter, WrestleTalk on Facebook.
I like it. Bonesaw Buck 823, crapshoot booking idea. Cody wins the Rumble, and Reigns says, "You want to win the WWE title for daddy? I don't give a damn about your daddy," and refuses to put the WWE title on the line. So Cody has to challenge for the Universal title. Also, don't want to play down the love we have for you guys. Yes, we tune in for the Raw review in this because we love the story, but we also love hearing your thoughts and opinions on the story. You guys have helped me through several depression spells. Thank you forever. Oh, I wasn't trying to downplay people's appreciation of what we do. I just think it's interesting that these are the stories that bring people to the table. I think that's very interesting. But yeah, any thoughts on Cody having to earn the right, I guess, to win the WWE title?
Isn't that what winning the Rumble's for?
Mathematically, it would make more sense for them to keep the Universal title on Reigns for a while because he could get over 1,000 with the Universal, but not with the WWE. So if they want to go for a record and they love a record.
Well, I mean, speaking of records, there's currently a debate going on in the chat. Do we love the by the numbers video?
Andy? Yes.
No.
For 20 long years.
Abby.
Oh, Keane, I love it every year.
Sullivan.
The by the numbers video.
Yeah. You know, it's all about the numbers. For 20 long years. That's 474 big shows. You know, all that sort of nonsense.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. That's the main thing.
Number 30. The Rumble. The number they all want. But one that's drawn as many winners as number
that's
one.
Number one.
Sock Puppet Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to watch that all the time as a child growing up in Yorkshire, as I did, because I'm from Yorkshire, always have been, always will be Yorkshire for life.
And Daniel, you're a fan?
I watched it with a cup of tea this morning and it finished and I went, okay.
35 Antonio says, idea, LA Knight loses the pitch black match. During the Rumble, he attacks a jobber entrant and steals his spot to get a spotlight back on him. Austin eliminates Knight, and that leads to LA to screw him and getting him eliminated as payback. Austin chases Knight to the back. I wonder if that's Theory or Steve.
Austin Gunn.
Or Gunn. It could be Austin Gunn. Could be. Sid here says, Sammy's test is to win the Rumble. Usos help Sammy reach the final two. Roman then asks Sammy to eliminate himself to prove that he can give up the Mania main event for the Bloodline. This way, Sammy doesn't have to win the Rumble, but all the heat goes on to Roman. I agree, but it takes all the heat away from whoever wins the Rumble, because no one will look at whoever won the Rumble then. And that really defeats the whole point of the Rumble, I would argue.
Just have Sammy win it.
Kyle Jeffries. Not sure about the WrestleMania match, but Royal Rumble Roman wins and calls the Bloodline down to beat down KO, and it culminates with Sammy standing back, not wanting to hurt his friend, angering Roman when he refuses a sledgehammer or chair from Roman to finish KO. Wrestling Wriggle has been a member for 2 months in a row. He said, I would love to see Mark Briscoe be a surprise entrant, and I'm really wanting Zayn to win. Thanks for the content, guys. You are awesome.
I mean,
what's your over and under on Mark Briscoe being in the Rumble?
Zero. That's not happening.
I also don't think it would happen, but I wouldn't be upset.
No, I think we'll be upset by it. I think there's more chance of the Great Muta being in the Rumble than Mark Briscoe. Personally, the guilty hat guys. It would be fun, wouldn't it? Guys, I woke up in a cold sweat last night. Ronda's going to win the Women's Rumble. She's just lost the title and disappeared from TV. It's the perfect WWE setup. Also, surely Trips will back his boy Sammy over that Cody lad that broke his chair, right? Right.
Well, only if one other person has ever won the Rumble 2 consecutive years in a row. I saw that in a video this morning.
Also, two people have done that.
Have they?
Sean did it.
Oh, Sean did it as well, yeah.
Actually, three people, yeah.
Yeah, Hogan did it as well.
Hogan, Michaels, and Austin.
I clearly wasn't paying attention.
For 20 long years, the 27th spot hasn't won a Rumble.
I mean, Triple H is Cody Rhodes' favorite wrestler of all time, so says
Yeah,
Cody
they had
Rhodes.
A lovely love-in, apparently, didn't they?
Yeah, he is now. Streamlabs has lost this user's name, so I do apologize. Has said, hey guys, one of the finishes that I've seen people really discuss is having Sammy and Cody be the co-winners of the Rumble. If the plan is to get one of the belts off Roman, then why not crown both challengers at the Rumble?
A lot of so easy to pull off. So easy to pull off that.
At the end and go, right, we both won this. Let's not throw each other out.
Yeah, do a Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the three times that the draw has happened, two of them were not intentional. You know, like, it's, I don't think we should be relying on that. 2005 was a massive fluke that they both were on the floor at the same time. And the 2001 was Rock with feet were not supposed to touch the floor, but he's a big, massive idiot. So he did. And the Big Show just was too heavy.
Take that, Rock. Big massive idiot.
Oh god,
big
imagine if it happens and Triple H comes out and tears both his quads.
As a result,
and then we get, when he gets back to the creative share, we get a full sort of like my sacrifice promo. He's like, he's practicing writing again. It's a whole thing. Lifting the glasses to and from his face.
Just all kinds of stuff said Sammy shouldn't win the Rumble. Think of Ciampa Gargano in the first match for the NXT Championship. Everyone wanted Johnny to win, but they postponed that moment, building a complex story with a great payoff. Sammy winning and dethroning is the easy choice.
You're right. Well, let's wait till next year's Rumble for Sammy to win it. That'll be his time. The storyline will still be cooking then. It's still the hottest storyline in professional wrestling.
Also, the Gargano Ciampa thing went on like 2 years too long, and they kept missing their chance to do the match. That's a horrible comparison.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's up. Fortunately, Streamlabs has lost its user ID. They said, hang on, Pete representing Ollie. Has the Ollie Authority return been confirmed?
Yes.
I mean, if Steve Austin's coming back this year, that means lukewarm Luke Owen's got to come back.
I have to find that jacket. The jacket's around somewhere. The vest. Show my hey, Dan's been showing nips off a lot on WrestleTalk stream, so maybe I can just take a leaf out of his book. Right, Dan? Like, I mean, look at this. Yeah.
Very strong. Get ready for this Valentine's Day.
I can't see them. It looks like they're blurred out.
Yeah, well, it's Instagram. Who's... You can't really show them all off.
Is it? Yeah. Is it? Who's... Why? Where? Show it again.
Very
please.
Soft nipples.
Very soft. Very soft. Pale. Very soft. Wide nipples.
A little bit of pink.
I can't see. That's very.
Please,
small.
Can we stop? He's very harassed.
Dan, that's a really small nipple. If it is.
So I'll work on them for
I
you.
I like your nipples.
What's the opposite Who's of Cesaro? I think it's Dan.
It's Alex Shelley.
Are we trying to say that Dan and Cesaro are like the Dulux color charts of nipples?
Like the wavelength scale.
I'm more of a Dan than I am a Cesaro, I guess.
I think I've got smaller nipples than that.
Oh, those are tiny nipples. Sorry, he's just showed me Alex Shelley's nipples.
I have this picture saved. I don't want to body shame anybody, but I mean, like, that's a mosquito bite. Oh,
maybe it was very cold in there.
It's tiny.
I
love Alex Shelley. I love your work.
Also, I really
just not your nipples.
Because Dan just had his knob out on Instagram. I did have to use Andy to cover up his modesty.
Excuse me, it was covered by my calathea.
Is that what you're calling it these days?
Calathea.
35 Antonio says, don't get people rationalizing Sammy winning. Cody's arc is all about winning the belt for his dad. Sammy has never been about winning the title. It's his desperate search for attention, for his acceptance and validation. I get it from a fan perspective, but keeping that aside, winning the tag belts with a person who stuck with him till the end is more of a fitting end for Sammy's arc than beating Roman. One is fantasy booking, the other makes sense for the story they're telling and doesn't compromise Cody's story.
I thought for a moment there it was going to be just like, Sammy's never mentioned his dad.
I thought the same.
Oh, bro, they're all wrestlers. They're all trying to win a belt.
Oh, he should do it for his mother, Mami Zayn.
I like that.
That didn't get enough. Let's say it again, and you can react bloody properly this time.
I thought we were still on the nipples thing. I thought it was a mammary joke. I wasn't sure.
Mammary Zayn.
Yeah.
Mammary Zayn.
Will Campbell says, hi, lads. Nice to see another live prediction show. I think that Cody is likely winning, but I do have to say he's earned it, particularly after Hell in a Cell. I think Triple H would have something in mind for Sammy. Maybe his own version of Kofi Mania if the chamber goes well.
I'm very interested to see what happens in Montreal.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that chapter of this story looks like yet, and I think it will change a lot.
Oh, you just know that they'd call it Sammy Mania as well and not Sammy Zania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a shame.
Brett J. Rasmussen, this is the deal between Adam and Abby. To my understanding, Adam has taken number two from Abby, giving him his three numbers. But the deal is if number two wins the Rumble, Abby goes to WrestleJamia, not Adam. Does that make sense?
It's on the screen, Abby and Adam. So if number two wins, we'll both be on the stream. It's fantastic.
No, if number two wins, Abby wins.
Yeah, and you Abby and Adam win.
No, no, it's just, I mean, okay, right, hold on. Adam. But, hold on.
But really,
but it's if me. Abby wins, then she wins.
She wins as well. Okay, so if Adam wins, Adam wins. But if Abby wins, then she wins.
Then that's she wins. Yeah,
agreed on, right.
That's what we're all agreed
on,
right?
This is if just Adam getting wins, really Adam silly wins. Now.
Jenna's got control. She's got this covered somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Evan says, "Hi all. Do you think that because Pete had a parkour channel, he'd have made a good Rumble elimination?"
Back for I mean, the someone, ring.
Someone taking him by his beanie scruff and throwing him over the top rope. I want to see him do a Kofi spot.
How did Reginald not do one?
Andrew, the last airbender. I'm big sad. This is a question more for Andy because he's in the room. So if we point the microphone a little bit more towards Andy.
Now!
My Wrestle League points are still sitting at zero. Are they being counted yet or is it still in testing phase? Basically just wondering if I should be stressing out or not. Love you all. Jam that jam.
It's all still very much in the testing phase, yes. Keep an eye on that, non-Patreons. Wrestle League 2.0 coming soon. But yes, don't worry, we will. It's all under control.
This show used to have integrity. Lastly here from Ashley, who said, oh no, we've got another one just come in. Ashley here says, Rumble pitch, Bloodline betray Sammy in the championship match, leaving him to enter the Rumble with a vengeance to challenge Roman at Mania. It's a way to get him in, I guess. And lastly, reformed dollar bills. The one thing missing in this story for me so far is even though it's about family, Roman doesn't feel like a credible threat with no backup. Having the Uso, Sammy, and Solo in the Rumble is a perfect opportunity to have Roman win clean. Dollar bills, they could do both. You could have all of them interfere in the match and still have all of them in the Rumble as well.
Yeah, right? I've never really agreed with the fact that Roman needs the help of his family and everything because he does it all the time. But I still look at Roman and be like, yeah, he's the top guy. He's the top star. It's not like he's a chicken S-word champion. He's just a dick who will cheat. You know, I don't think you look at him and be like, oh, man, he can't win a match.
Yeah, he submitted Goldberg clean, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he did. Great. Yeah. Thankfully, the referee was there to help Seth Rollins in his match against him. And we've also got a new member in Jim. So welcome aboard, Jim. And lastly, this chat from Caleb said, I remember at an After Dark, a question was asked about an all Muppet Rumble. How likely would Sully win?
I'd crush him.
All right. Oh, thank you all so much. I'm just going to ask you all now individually. Let's do this wide. Andy, men's and women's picks for the Rumble.
Cody Rhodes and Rhea Ripley.
Adam.
Rhea Sammy.
Abby.
Rhea and Cody, but my heart says Sammy.
Dan.
I've fantasy booked myself, so I'm going with Naomi and Sami Zayn.
Sullivan.
Rhea and Cody.
Sock Puppet Sullivan.
Oh. I like Sullivan. The look of that Aaliyah lady. And what about scripts? Everybody loves scripts. I'm going for scripts.
It's his time, really, when you think about it. Why wait another year? Like, just pull the trigger while it's hot.
The story's hot now. Pull it now. Come on.
Sorry. I've just actually had some reactions in from Ollie about his picks.
Did you guys just see that?
We sure did. Thank you all so much for joining us, and we will see you on another stream. Jam that jam, everyone.
These are getting better.
I want my belt back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.